We begin the current daf in Sechtes Tainus Daf Zayin. We begin 7 lines down from the top of the Amud. The Gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf and discussing the topic of rain. Now, Gemara will talk about homiletic agadic teachings about rain. So, Amar Yehuda, Gadol Yem Hagsham, the day when it rains is as great Kiyem Shenitna by Torah as the day that the Torah was given. Shneim, like it says a pasuk in Devar, it says Yarif Kamater Likhi, that it will drip like rain my teachings. So we see that the pasuk is equating Mater rain to Likhi to my teachings. Now Ve'ein Lekech El Torah, the reference of teaching is a reference to Torah. Shneim, like it says a pasuk in Mishlei. Because a good portion, a good teaching I have given to you. What is that? Teirasi al tazayvu, my Torah, do not forsake that. So we see that Torah is called lekach. And we see the pasuk is equating lekach to matar. So we see that the day that it rains is like the day that Torah was given. Rav Amar, he says even more. He says, yesa miyem shenit nimbay Torah. He says, actually, the day that it rains is greater than the day that Torah was given. Shenema, because it says over there in that pasuk, yarif ka matar likhi, that it drips like rain, my teaching. So it's a metaphor comparing the words of Torah to the rain. Now, mi nitla b'mi, who is being compared to who? Hava Omer, generally what you do is you say that katan nitla b'gadol. It's that the thing that's smaller is compared to the thing that's greater. And since it's saying that Torah is like matar, means to say that it's like this thing which is greater, and therefore we see that actually that rain is greater than the Torah that's than the day that Torah is given, and that's like what Rav is saying, it's Yesu Miyam Shnit Nimei Torah, because we're saying that it's like Matar, which means it's not exact like it, it's like it, and that it's that the day of rain is greater than the day that the Torah was given. Related, the Gemara says that Rav Arami, now Rav who just quoted that Pasig, he posed the following contradiction in the Pasig itself. On the one hand, Ksivit says in the Pasig, Yarev Kamatar Likhi, that it drips like rain, my teaching, in other words, the Torah is compared to Matar. But then it says right after that, it says, Tizal Katalim Rasi, that it flows like dew, my words, which sounds like that it comes down calm. So which one is it? Is that the words of Torah is like matter, which comes pouring down? Or is it like dew, which is a softer type of thing? So that Rav explains. He says, Im Talmud Chacham Hagunhu, if the Talmudic scholar is inappropriate, if he's appropriate, then it's Katal. Then he's compared to dew. Vimlav, but if not, then Orfeu Kamater, then he should be chopped down the way rain comes down, which means to say that he deserves to be killed. And that's, again, yes, Torah could be like either one. It could be either like Mutter, which is Orif, which is, as the Gemara explains, the term of chopping off the head that is killing him. Or it could be like Tal, which is Dew, which is calm, which is peaceful, which is good. Similarly, the Gemara says, Tanya learn the Braisa. He says, as we see, there's this discrepancy, this dichotomy in Torah that it can be both life or death, and that is whoever toils in the words of Torah for its sake, meaning because Hashem commanded people to learn, not because he wants to be called a teacher or a great person, then the Torah comes for him, a potion, an elixir of life. Shem, like it says, a pasuk in Mishlei, it says, it's a tree of life for those who grab onto it. Vayimer similarly says in Pasuk, Rifus tehi l'sharecha, that a healing it should be for you through your navel. Vayimer similarly says in Pasuk in Mishlei, Ki meitzoi matzachem, whoever finds me finds life. That's a reference to the words of Torah, is a potion of life. But if a chalo esik b'tari shalai lishma, whoever toils in the words of Torah not for its sake, he does it for ulterior motives, nasle samamavis, then it becomes a potion of death for him. Shnem, like it says in Pasuk, Yarif kamater likhi. Little translation, I mean, say that it will drip like rain, my teachings, but the Gemara Darshan's Ve'ina Rifa Ela Hariga, the term Oirif is a term of killing. Shnem, like it says, the Pasuk in Devarim by the Egla Rufa, where it says, Ve'orf Rusham Esa Egla Banachal, that they will chop off the head of the calf in the valley. So we see that the term Oirif actually means to chop off its head. That's the reference of someone that learns Torah inappropriately, then it will be like Oirif, the rain will come chopping down. Oirif, that's the reference for someone that learns Torah, Shaloi Lishma. Related to this, Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeri says, he said, Lesi Mar listener, Rabbi Yirmiyahu told Rabbi Zeri, says, come and teach us something. So Rabbi Zeri told him, Chodesh li boi v'leichana, I'm feeling weak, and I can't go ahead and teach. So he says, Lema Mar milsadagat, he says, okay, but tell us a homiletic teaching which doesn't require as much exertion. Somalai said, Achim Rabbi Yechanan, this is what Rabbi Yechanan said. He says, Ma'idach said, what does it mean in the Pasuk in Devarim? Where there the Pasuk is in Devarim Chav Pasuk Yotes, where the context is when the Jewish people are fighting a war. So it says there in the Pasuk, Ki Satzrel Ir Yom Rabim, that if he will lay siege to a city for many days, Le'ilachim Alel, Latzavsa, to wage war against it to capture it. So the pasuk there warned, Le'sashchis es eitzah. You shouldn't destroy its wood, its trees. L'ndoicha lov garzen, to lay an axe upon it. K'nimenaseicha, because from the trees that we eat. Va'isa le'sashchis, and therefore you shouldn't chop it down. Now the enigmatic term that the Gemara is going to quote is that it says over there, Ki ha'adam eitz ha'sadeh, where the little translation of the pasuk is that, because do you think that the tree of the field is like a person? Lovay mipanecha b'matzah, that's coming in your way when you're laying siege. In other words, why should you chop down the tree? We understand that you're killing the people, because that's what the purpose of the war is. But why would you go ahead and chop down the tree? Now, the Gemara, by way of explaining that, Rabbi Yechon says there in the pasuk, Ki ha'adam eitz ha'sadeh. When you translate that literally, it sounds like because the person is a tree in the field. Now the question is, Ki ha'adam eitz ha'sadeh, who is a person, a tree in the field? So Ella, rather, Rabbi Yechon says that the pasuk is coming to equate a person to a tree in the field, and that is mishum tachsid, because it says over there in that pasuk that ki mimenu seichel, because from the tree you eat, va'isle seichel, and therefore you shouldn't chop it down. Now, but then it says there in the pasuk afterwards, it says there in pasuk chaf, it says rak eitz asher teda, but rather the tree that you know, ki loy eitz machalhu, that it's not a tree for eating. Then there the pasuk says, as our Gemara quotes, eitzis ashkes v'charata, then that you could destroy and that you could chop down. So that the question is ha keitzad. Now how is that? In other words, we're equating just like the tree in the field, that if it's a tree that has fruits, then the pasuk warns that mimena techa, from that we eat, and therefore v'oisa le'sichris, that you shouldn't chop down. So the equivalent is by a Talmudic scholar, and that's why it's comparing the Adam to the Eitz HaSadeh. And that is, im Talmud Chacham Hagunhu, if he's an appropriate Talmudic scholar, then mimena techa, then from him you eat, which means to say then you can learn from him. And v'oisa le'sichris, that means you don't disconnect him. V'imla, but if not, oisa sashas v'charata, then you do destroy him and you do detach. In other words, remove yourself from such a person and don't learn from him. And that's again the same equivalence that we find this discrepancy about. Sometimes it's Torah is Chaim, sometimes it's Mavis, sometimes it's appropriate, sometimes it's inappropriate. Gemara continues on this discussion about learning Torah. Amr Reb Chama, Amr Reb Chanina. Ma'idach said, what does it mean in the pasuk in Mishlei that says Barzel b'Barzel Yachad, that iron with iron together, and the pasuk there concludes v'ish yachad p'nei re'eyu, and similarly a man together with the face of his friend. So what is the equation of iron together with a person and his friend together? So Lemelcha teaches you the following lesson, that Mar Barzel said, just like this iron, echad mechadas chaveroi, one sharpens the other, and that is, for example, when you're sharpening knives, you take one knife and sharpen it on the other. Afshnei tamid chachamim, so two Talmudic scholars, mechadad in zeh zeh b'halacha, they sharpen each other with halacha. So it's like the sharpening of the knives, that's how they learn Torah, by sharpening each other. Similarly, Amar Rabba Bachana says, lama nimshlo divri Torah ke'esh, why is it that the words of Torah compared to fire? Shlomo says the pasuk in Yirmiyah, says, haloi kai devorai ke'esh no mashem. Hashem says that, behold, that my words are like words of fire. Why is it that Torah is compared to fire? Again, lemelcha, to tell you a similar idea, ma'esh in a delik yichidi, just like fire cannot be lit well with one piece of wood. Rather, you need to put a few pieces of wood together. Av divri Torah in meskayim b'yichidi, so too the words of Torah cannot be sustained with just one individual without having a partner, a chavrusa, that could sharpen him. And behind the Amr Yitzchak ben Chanina, this is what Yitzchak ben Chanina said. Says Ma'idach said, what does it mean the pasuk in Yirmiyah that says cherv el habadim, the sword is to those who are alone, the noyalu. So the explanation is cherv al seinein shal tamid chacham, which is always a euphemism. We don't want to say a curse to the Jewish people, but seinein means the enemy of them, but it really is a reference to them, which means to say that a sword is deserving to be on the Talmudic scholars, sha'iskin bad bevad b'tari, that toil in the words of Torah by themselves. That's cherv, the sword el abadim, that they're by themselves. Now, v'loy oed, elishim etavshim, but not only that, they actually become foolish. Shnem, like the pasuk continues, says v'noyelu, that they become foolish. Now, v'loy oed, elishim oed, not only that they become foolish, but they're sinners by doing that. Because ksiv ha'cha v'noyelu, it says over here, the term v'noyelu. Now, and we find that that's a reference to sinning, because Ksiv Hasim says a pasuk in Bamidbar where it says Asher ne'alnu v'asher chatanu, that we were foolish and we sinned. So we see that the ne'alu is a reference to sinning. Bibay say mahach, or if you want, you can bring a different source from a pasuk in Yeshaya that shows that ne'alu is a reference to sinning, because it says ne'alu sari tzayin v'goyim, that says that the princes of Tzayan were fools. And it's etc. And then the pasuk says, "V'hisu es Mitzrayim," that they made Mitzrayim be taya, where the term taya is a reference to a term of blundering, of sinning. Now the Gemara continues with one of the psukim we mentioned before. Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchok says, "Lama nimshlu divrei Torah ke'etz? Why are the words of Torah compared to a tree, as wood?" Shneim like I said, the pasuk in Mishlei, "Etz chayim hi lamachzikim ba," that it's a tree of life for those who grab a hold of it. Why do we compare the words of Torah to a tree? So Lama Lecha teaches you the following lesson: because ma'etz, just like wood, cut in madlikas agadol, it's the smaller pieces that light the greater pieces. And that is when you're lighting a fire, you have to first take these small little twigs, these small little splinters, and then you can light the big logs. So to Talmudic scholars, it's the younger ones that sharpen the greater ones, the larger ones, because the little ones are always asking questions all the time, and they have to think of the answers, and they're saying, well, that's a kloskash, I gotta understand that. It's true, it's a good question. Behind Amr B'chanina, this is what B'chanina had said. Look, I learned a lot from my teachers. And from my study partners more than my teachers. But from my students more than all of them, because they're constantly asking questions. You have to have the clarity and the understanding of how to give that over and explain that to the questions that they're always asking. Mark continues on this theme. He asked the following contradiction. There's a pasuk in Yeshaya that says, Likras tzame, towards the thirsty one, hey, so you might, you should bring water, which sounds like that, you should bring the water to the thirsty one. Uksiv, but yet there's a pasuk in Yeshaya that says, hey, kol tzame, behold, all those who are thirsty, l'chulamayim, they should go to the water, which sounds like that, the thirsty one should go to the water, not that we have to bring the water to the thirsty one. So how do we understand that? So it depends, im talmud hagun hu, if he's an appropriate student, meaning to say that he wants to learn from you, then likras tzame, hey, so you might, then it's incumbent upon the teacher to go to the student. That is, you have to bring the water to the thirsty one. But v'ilai, if he's not an appropriate student, then ha'ikol tzame l'chula ha'mayim, then whoever's thirsty should go to the water, let him go to the teacher. The teacher doesn't have to go to him. B'chanina bar Chama Rami, he posed the following contradiction. K'siv, it says a pasuk in Mishlei, yefutsu mai nesecha chutzah, that your wellsprings should manifest, a sprout outwards. But yet, it says the pasuk right after that, Yiu l'chol avadecha, should be for you alone. So what is it? Should your water spread out to the world, or should you keep it for yourself? So again, im talmud hagam hu, if he's an appropriate student, yifutsu mai nesecha chutzah, then your wellspring should spring forward, and that is, you should tell the secrets of Torah to that student. From love, but if not, yiu l'chol avadecha, should be for you yourself, as the end of that pasuk says, ve'in lazar mit itach, and that the foreigner should not be with you, you shouldn't share it if he's not a talmud hagam. Now, again, one of the psukim we had mentioned before, the Gemara says, V'amr Reb Chanina Bar Idi, says, Lama nimshlu divrei Torah l'mayim? Why the words of Torah compared to water? The chesed, like it says in the pasuk we quoted, Hay kol tzame l'chol l'mayim, that behold, all those who are thirsty should go to water. So why are we comparing Torah to water? So Lama Lecha, it teaches you the following lesson. Ma mayim manichin makam gevayah v'holchen l'makam namach, just like water. Its properties are that it leaves a high place and it goes to the lowest place, and that's how the water flows down. After Torah, a miskayman el b'mishadai teshvala. So too, the words of Torah can only be maintained, and that's the key, because although the rain does go on top, but it will find the lowest possible place. So too, even if one can learn Torah, but it would only be maintained by somebody that is humble of spirit, and that if someone's an anav, then the words of Torah could be maintained by him. Bamer b'ishya. Mishya continues on this theme. Lama nimshlu divrei Torah l'shlisha mashkan lala. Why is it that the words of Torah are compared to these three beverages? B'mayim, as we just said before, regarding it's compared to water. U'b'yayin and wine. U'b'chalav and to milk. T'chsev, like we find this because it says, Haykal tzame l'chulamayim. As we said before, it says, whoever's thirsty should go to water. It's a reference to whoever's seeking the word of God should go and learn Torah. U'chsev, and it says over there at the end of that pasuk, it says, L'chu shivru v'achlu. Go ahead and purchase and eat. L'chu shivru b'lay kesef u'b'loy mechir. And go ahead and purchase without money and without cost. Which that's a reference to Torah, where the person doesn't have to invest anything, doesn't give anything, and yet he can know it and he can learn it. Yain mechalav, that's like wine and milk. So again, so why is it compared to water, wine, and milk? So Lam Lecha teaches you the following lesson. Mashlei shemashkna lala, just like these three beverages, ein miskayim el bepachas shebekelim, they can only be maintained in the lowest grade of vessels, meaning to say in earthenware vessels. After v'tayra, so too the words of Torah. In miskaimen el b'mishadai teshvala, it only can be maintained by somebody that's a humble, which means to say that his packaging seems like something that's of a nothing. He doesn't consider himself as something so great. That is actually the place of where the Torah is maintained. Like these three vessels, they can't keep them in high t- type of expensive type of vessels, rather only in earthenware, which is the cheapest and the lowest grade. That's exactly where they're kept the best. As the Gemara illustrates with the following story, Kedamale Barate the Kesel of Shu ben Chananya, like the daughter of the Caesar, said to Shu ben Chananya, she said, whoa, Chachma Mufu'ara, such great wisdom, you're such a big sage, Bechli Mukhur, in such a disgusting vessel, you're so ugly, how is that possible that such great wisdom could be in such an ugly vessel? So Amalasa, so he responded to her, he says, Avicha Rami Chamra b'mani de Pachar, your father puts his wine in earthenware vessels. And he was joking back to her, and he was alluding to her, what are you telling me? Your father himself puts his wine, which is always the equivalent of das, of knowledge, in also in this low-grade vessels of earthenware. What is this? So Amrle, so she told him, El b'may nirme, but what should we put it in, if not in earthenware? But that's what everybody does. Everyone puts their wine in earthenware vessels. So Amrle says, what do you mean? Atun de chashvisu, you who you are so respected, Ramba b'mani dehava v'chasvi, should put in gold and silver type of vessels. So Azlav Amrle levush, so she went and told her father that. So Rami l'chamri b'mani dehava v'chasvi, so that's what he did. They put their wine in the silver and gold vessels, betakef, and it's soured, it's spoiled. Asramali, so they came and told the Caesar. So Amr Allah Labarate, so he came and told his daughter, he says, Manam Allah, who's the one that told you this, to put our wine in this, and look, all our wine got ruined. So Amr Allah, so she said to him, Rib Shu ben Chananya. So Kariyu, they called him. So Amr Allah, he said to him, Amai Amrat Lahachi, why'd you tell her this? Look, you made all our stuff get ruined. So Amr Allah, he said to him, Kihichid Amr Allah, just like she told me, that she was telling me that, oh, how can you have such a great quality thing as wisdom in such a disgusting vessel? Amrila, that's what I told her back. And I was basically telling her, like, look, just like your wine can only be maintained in this low-grade vessel. So to the Torah actually was maintained in me more than had I been beautiful. It only could be maintained in someone that's humble and someone that has this low-grade type of a packaging. What's inside, which is what's important, then gets maintained. But then the daughter of the Caesar asked, but there are beautiful people that are also B'nai Torah that they know how to learn too. That the Gemara continues, Amud Beis, he responded, he says, Iyavasani, had these sages who are pretty, had they been not as pretty, had they been ugly, they would have learned more. And that is because he was telling them that it's not possible that someone that's beautiful to lower himself to such a degree, because it keeps him from becoming such an honor, because he's still held back from his physical beauty. And therefore, he comes to forget his learning. And therefore, yes, although that they are learned, they would have been more learned had they been ugly. And therefore, that's what he was telling you. He says, I'm ugly. Actually, it's bad. I'm better off that way, because then my Torah could be maintained. So that was one interpretation of why Torah is compared to these three beverages. Another interpretation is, Mashlech Shemashkin Halalu, just like these three beverages of water, wine, and milk. They only get ruined when someone's not paying attention to them. And that is, if you don't safeguard them properly, then they could spill out, or something that can fall in that's going to make it disgusting, and you're not going to be able to drink it. And that's more than things that are like oil or honey, where since they're thick, so then whatever falls in just floats to the top, and you could take off the top part, and then the bottom part is still clean. Whereas these beverages, which are very liquidy, and they're not thick, once something falls in, if you don't pay attention for a second, the whole thing is ruined. After every Torah, that's the allusion to the words of Torah also. They're only forgotten if someone removes his thought from it, and that is if he's not constantly reviewing his learning, then he's being masech das, he's not keeping it there on the forefront of his brain, then it's going to be forgotten, and then it's going to be ruined like these three beverages. Now the Gemara resumes the discussion that we started off regarding the rains. Amar b'cham reb chanina, Godly yom hagsham, the day of the rain is as great, ki yom shenivru shemayim ba'aretz, like the day, or some have the gears actually greater than the day, than when the heaven and earth was created. So like it says the pasuk in Yeshaya, it says, Harifu shemai mimal, that the sky drips from above, v'shchakim yizlu tzedek, and the heaven flows righteousness, tiftach eretz, the earth opens up, v'yifru yesha b'tzedakah, and that it sprouts forth salvation and charity, tatzmiach yachad, they sprout forth together, ani Hashem b'rasav, I am Hashem who created it. Now the inference is, B'rasim lo'inemer, it doesn't say that I created them, which would sound like it would be going on the shchakim, on the heavens, which is plural. El b'rasiv, it says in the singular, I created it, which would be going on the singular of the rain. And obviously that we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is being meshabeach. He's glorifying with what he had created by the rain more than the heavens itself. And therefore we see that the rain is as great at least as the creation of heaven and earth. Now in that pasuk, the Gemara brings the following drasha. Amar Avoshia says, God liyam hagasham, the day of the rain is so great, shafil Yeshua paragrava, by that even salvation gets plentiful and multiplied on that day. And that is, there are different merits that come in front of Hashem on the day of the rain that we should be reminded for different salvations because it's a time of merit where that's what the verse is saying. Shenem, like it says, Tiftach Eretz, the earth opens up, the Yifriyashen, that salvation multiplies. Now, when is that? That's what the pasuk was saying. That's when the shchakim is yizlut tzedek. That's when the skies are flowing righteousness. In other words, when it rains, that's how great is the yamaksham, that yifriyesha, that salvation for other things are coming then on that day too. Amar b'tancha merchaniloi says, enaksham yardim, he says, the rain does not come down. Elam kein nimchalu avon yasein shaliso, only if the sins of the Jewish people are forgiven. Shemek says, the pasuk in Tehillim, Ritzisa Hashem Artzecha, Hashem, you desired your land, that is to mean to give them water. Shavta Shvus Yaakov, and you returned the returnees of Jacob. Nasas Avon Amecha, you carried the sin of your people right away. Chesisa Kalchatas Himsal, and then you covered all their sins. So you see that the idea about the forgiving of the Jewish people's sins, it comes together with Hashem desiring his land by giving it rain. Now, Amle Ziri Midihivas L'Ravina. Now, Ziri from Dihavas, who, as Rashi says, it can't be the regular Ziri that we always quote in the Gemara, because he was a much earlier generation, and Ravina was actually much later at the end of the Gemara, so they didn't see each other, so it must be this Ziri from Dihavas. He said to Ravina, he says, Atun ma'hocha masnila, you learn this idea from this pasuk in Tehillim, that the rain only comes down once the sins of the Jewish people are forgiven, anot ma'hocha masnila, but we learn it from a different pasuk, a pasuk Melachim Aleph, where it says, Va'ata tishma shemayim, and you now you hear the heavens, v'salachta l'chatas, and you should forgive the sins, begayim, etc., where there the pasuk continues, v'nasata mata al artzecha, that you'll put the rain on the land, which this was Shlomo Melech's prayer, where we see again that the slicha of chatoim comes together with the mata al artzecha, with the rain coming, which means that the rain only comes when the sins of the Jewish people are forgiven. Amar b'tancha b'reidu avchia ish kfar akoy, says, Ein hagsham netzarim, the rains are not held back, unless if the enemies, which is a euphemism for the Jewish people themselves, unless the Jewish people are liable to be obliterated, to be killed out. Shlomo says, the pasuk in Eve says, tzia gam choyim, dry and not so hot, yigazlu mei meshalik, they steal the waters of the snow, sha'ol chato, and to the depths they have sin. Now, the explanation is that when it's dry and hot, which that steals the waters of the snow, which means to say that the rain doesn't come down as it's appropriate. The pasuk is saying, then you know for sure that sha'ol chato, that must be that the Jewish people have sinned to the depth, and therefore they're liable to be killed out. And that's why the rain gets stopped. So it's only netzer because of the Jewish people, achayev kloya. So again, Amalei Zir Midi Havas L'Ravina, he told him, he says, Atun Mahocha Masnidla, you learn this from this pasuk in Eif. Anan Mahocha Masnidla, we learn it from a pasuk in Devarim. Again, he wants to tell him we learn it from earlier pasukim, where it says, Va'atas Hashemayim, that Hashem says in the parasha of Hayim Hashemayim that he will close the heavens. And it says over there in the pasuk, Veloyi Yimotra, and there won't be any rain. And then nearby it says, Vavadita Mehera, that you will quickly be lost from the land. Again, that's their Chayiv Kloya, is the same idea that the rain is only held back when the Jewish people are Chayiv to be, for Kloya to be totally lost. Amram Chizda says, he says, Enak Shom Netzar, and this is a different shot. It says, the rains are not held back, El Bishvil Bitl Trumas Amaisis, only because of the nullification of people not giving appropriately the Trumas, which is what they have to give to the Kayin, and the Maisis, and the Maisis have to give to Levim. Shem, like it says over there in that pasuk, it says, Tzia Gam Chayim, that when it's dry and also hot, Igazlu Mei Mishalik, that will steal the waters of the snow. So, my mashma, where do we see from that pasuk? It's a Tanbe Bishmal. Because of the things that I've commanded you in the summer months and you didn't do, then the waters of the snow will be stolen from you during the winter months, which the drush of the pasuk is saying when it says tziya gam chayim, the word tziya is related to the word tzivui, which is a commandment. So regarding the things that I've commanded you, where it says gam chayim, meaning in the summer months, which that's Trumas Amaisis, because that's when they have gathered all, they have reaped all the produce, and that's when they have to give off the Trumas Amaisis. If you don't do that, that's going to be, as the Pasuk says, Yigozlu Memesh Shalig, it's going to steal the waters of the snow. In other words, the rain's not going to come. That's because of the bitl of Trumas and Maisis. A different shot, Amr Shem Ben Pasi, says, Inak Shom Netzarim, the rain is not held back, El Bishvil Mesapri Lashon Har, only because of the people that speak slander and gossip. Shemach says, the Pasuk in Mishlei, it says, Ruach Tzofen Techeil Geshem, the northern wind will nullify the rain, and that's the word Techeil is, as it says in Bamidbar, Lo Yachal Devara, you shouldn't nullify your words. As the Gemara in Yevamos and Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph explains, because the northern wind is a clear wind and it brings Eira to the world, it stops the rain, ufanim nizamim, and a sour face. In other words, when that Kadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, shows a sour face, that means he doesn't bring rain to the world. The reason is, as the Pasuk there concludes, l'shoin saser, because of hidden type of speech, which is what generally rechilis slander is. People do it in secret and private. Now, the literal translation of the Pasuk is that just like the northern wind stops the rain, so too a sour face is because of lashon hara. But again, in this context, the drush is saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu stops the rain, that's Techeil Geshem, because of Lashon Sasa, because of Lashon Har, that people say. Another interpretation, Rav Salomon Rav Hamnun, he says, Inak Shom Netzarim, it says, the rain is not held back, El Bishvil Azeipanim, only because of the people that are brazen. Shenema, like it says a Pasuk in Yirmiyah, where it says that, V'yumonu Revivim, that the rain, the showers are held back, U'malkish Lahoya, and the late rains they weren't, Umeitzach isha zayin ha'ilach, and you had the forehead of a woman that's a harlot, begaim etc. Where the pasuk concludes, mi anti kolim, that you refused to become embarrassed, which means that because you had azis, you had this brazenness, and that's why the pasuk is saying is vayiman revivim malkus la'yah. There was no rain because of the azis panim, the chutzpah, the brazenness that the person has. Now, another thing related to this idea about Aziz Panim from the same Amoyev, Rav Salomon Rav Hamnun, he says, Kalod Mashiach Li Aziz Panim, any person that has this trait of brazenness on his face, Seif Nishab Aver, ultimately he will stumble in the sin of immorality. Shnema, like it says over there in that Pasuk, the description of Me'anti Kalam, of the person that has the Aziz, says, Umeitzach Isha Zayna Hayalach, that the forehead of a woman that's a harlot you had, which means to say that you have this relationship with the harlot, you will stumble in immorality. Nachmanam, he actually says, B'yiduah Nichshav Avera. Actually, not that he will stumble, but if someone has this brazenness, it's obvious that he has already stumbled in the sin of immorality. Like it says in the Pasuk, Hayalach, that it was for you, which that sounds like that this was something that already was. It doesn't say that you will have, and therefore obviously the person has already stumbled with the Zayna, with immorality. Amar Rabbi Rav Huna, Kol Od Mashiach Le'Aziz Panim, says, whoever has this trait of brazenness, Mutal Kreisu Rasha, you're allowed to call him a wicked person. Shem, like it says, the Pasuk in Mishlei, says, Heyez Ish, the man is brazen, meaning to say, someone that has this Aziz Panim, then you tell him, Rasha Bavanim, you call him wicked to his face, and you don't get Malkus for that. As the Gemara says in Masechtas Kedushin, that for this alone, the person has the Aziz Panim, you're allowed to call him a Rasha, although generally you would have to get Malkus to doing that to a person. But someone that has Aziz Panim, he acts in this brazenness, then you're allowed to call him a wicked person. Nachum Yitzchak Kamer says, I actually mutalis noisai. You're actually allowed to hate him. And that is, although it says in the Pasuk of Avzarech Gemaych, you should love your friend as yourself, because Shanem, like it says the Pasuk in Kehelis, says, V'oiz Panav Yishuna, which literally the Pasuk means to say that, and the strength of his face or the brazenness of his face, Yishuna will change him, will transform him, but the way the Gemara is darshaning it is, Al Tikri Yishuna Eli Yisane, rather that he will be hated. That is because since the word V'oiz is without a Vav, so you can read it V'az, meaning whoever is an Az Panim, if he has this brazenness, then Yisane, you could read it not Yishuna, but Yisane, that he should be hated, you're actually allowed to hate him. Now Amrav Katina, he says another pshat in what we had been discussing before. It says, Enak Shom Netzarim, the rains are not held back, El Bishvil Bitl Terah, only because of the nullification of the lack of learning words of Terah. Shem, like it says, the Pasuk in Kehelis, says, Ba'al Taltayim, with laziness, Yimach HaMakar, the roof caves in. Now the interpretation is, Bishvil Atzlis Shehayu B'Yisrael, because of the laziness of the Jewish people, Shele Oskar B'Torah, and that they didn't toil in the words of Torah, so Nasa Soyni Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mach, which again, that's a euphemism, which means to say, so to speak, as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes weak, and that is, as if he doesn't have the strength to give the dew and the rain. Now, ve'eimach el ani. Now, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu becomes mach. And what does mach mean? Ve'eimach el ani. It means a term of becoming poor. Shnei like says the pasuk in Biyikra. Ve'emachu me'erkecha, that if he's too poor from giving the value of the erech of which he has to give for that vow of giving the value of a present. Now, ve'eimakar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it says that the makara becomes weak, if with the laziness of Jewish people that they don't learn Torah, that's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem, like it says the pasuk in Tehillim. It says Hamakar v'Amayim, who roofs with the water Ali Yosef in his heights. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called the Makara, the one who's making the roof, and therefore we see with the laziness of the Jewish people, Yimach, he becomes poor as if he doesn't have the strength to give the rain. Hamakara, the one who makes the roof, that's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'Yisav HaMamahacha, he brings a different source to this from pasuk in Iyev, that says va'ata now leiro ar, they didn't see ar, bahir hu b'shchakim, it's patchy in the heavens, v'ruach aver v'tarim, and the wind blows and it clears away the clouds. Now, it says va'ata leiro ar. Now, this happens because they didn't see now ar. That's ve'ein ar elatar. That's a reference to the words of Torah. Shem, like it says the pasuk in Mishlei, it says kiner mitzvah, because a candle is a mashal for a mitzvah, v'tarar, and the Torah is compared to light. Now, it says there in the pasuk that bar hu b'shchakim, it's patchy in the skies. So Tanya Rabbi Shmuel, the Braisa of the Yeshiva Rabbi Shmuel taught that afilu b'shah shurikia nasa b'harim harim, even at a time when the sky becomes patchy with clouds, lahari talamata, so that it's ready to bring down the dew and the rain, still they get punished, and that ruach aviv time, a wind comes and blows away the clouds, and it clears the sky. And again, that's the understanding of the pasuk, because leiro ar, because they didn't see the light, meaning they didn't see the Torah, that's Torah is called ar, that's why the pasuk is saying that even if it's bahu b'shchakim, even if it's already cloudy, which is ready to rain, a wind comes and blows them away, and again, that's because of bittul Torah, the rains are held back. Another interpretation, Amar Rabbi Ami, says, enak sham netzaram, the rains are not held back, el ba'oven gezel, only because of the sin of theft. Shem, like it says, the pasuk in Eiv, says al kapayim, that because of the clouds, kisa ar, the ar gets hidden. Now, the drasha is ba'oven kapayim, because of the sin of the kapayim, kisa ar, so then the ar gets concealed. Now, the Gemara explains, v'in kapayim al chamas. What is the sin of kapayim? That's a reference to theft. Shem, like it says, the pasuk in Yoin, it says, umin hachamas asher bekapayim, that, and from the theft that's in their hands. So we see that kapayim is a reference to theft. So because of this sin of theft, then the oir gets hidden over. What's that? Ve'ein oir elamater. That's a reference to rain. Shnam, like it says, the pasuk in Eiv, it says, Yafetz, he scatters. And this is a reference to the malach, who's called Afberi. Onan oire, he scatters the rain clouds. That's, again, the idea about that we see that oire is a reference to the rain. So when it's saying in the pasuk, al kapayim, because of the sin of theft, then kisa'ar, then the rain gets hidden over. Now, ma'itakante. So the pasuk there explains, so what does one do if because of the sin of theft there's no rain? So yarbe b'tefillah, should increase their prayer. So like it says over there in that pasuk in Eiv, says vayitzav, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded aleha, regarding the rain, that it should come down b'mafgiyah, when they go ahead and they daven for it, because we find v'in pegiyah l'tefillah. The term pegiyah, which literally means to encounter, means to daven. Shanam, like it says the pasuk in Yirmiyah, it says va'ata, and now you, Moshe, al tespal ba'adam azebagamer. Don't go ahead and daven for this people. Val tifkabi, and don't entreat me, meaning don't daven to me. So we see that's a reference to davening. So therefore, if the rains are withheld, the pasuk says what you should do is you should increase tefillah. Related, the Gemara brings v'amr ba'ami. Ma'idach siv, what does it mean, the pasuk in Kehelis that says, where the pasuk there, in its little translation, means to say, imkeya habarzel, that if the iron is dull, v'hulay funim kilkal, and he has not sharpened the edge of it, however, in spite of that, v'chayolim yigaber, that the mighty ones, they still strengthen, even though their knives are not sharpened. However, the pasuk concludes, but v'yisrein hachshir chachma, but greater than that, is if one is prepared with wisdom, that's greater than all that. But on that, the Gemara follows along the drasha in, as the context of what we're making the drasha is here in the Gemara. It says, imkeya habarzel, if the iron is dull, v'hulay funim kilkan, again, he has not sharpened the edge. The drasha is, imre'isa rekiya shekiya karbazel. If you see that the sky is dull like iron, meaning to say, melahari talamata, which is like, has this type of like darkening, that it's dull, it's not coming down the dew and the rain, then you should know, it's bishvul maisa hadar. That's because it's the actions of the generation, shehem mukul kolam, that they're ruined. Shenema, it says there in that pasuk, v'hu loy fanim, that's because that they're not by the face of Hashem, is kilkel. And that's because the generation has been mukulkel, they have ruined their ways, and that's why the rain's not coming down. It's kiyah kabarazl, it's dull like iron. There's no rain coming down. But what should they do to rectify the situation? So yizgabru b'rachamim, they should become strong with mercy to beseech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Like it says there in that pasuk, v'chayolam, and like the mighty ones, yizgabru, they should strengthen themselves, and that's tadavim. But the pasuk there concludes the yisrin hachshei chachma. But greater than all this is the preparedness of wisdom, which what that means in this context of this drush is koshkeinim hukshur masein mikarim. All the more so if their actions would have been hukshur, would have been already fit from the beginning, then it would have been better off. In other words, it's more better to have the foresight, the wisdom, to have their actions be appropriate so that the rain should come, more than to have to fix it once it's already ruined, which is then to have the chayolim yigaber to strengthen with the tefillah, to stand there. That will work, but it's better off if already in the beginning one's actions are already prepared, and that's the wisdom to have that so that the rains come in the appropriate times.